Vance slams pro-Ukraine protesters for chasing him and his three-year-old daughter. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 8, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance criticized pro-Ukrainian protesters who had followed him and his three-year-old daughter around, noting that his daughter grew increasingly anxious. In a post on X, Vance explained that he decided to speak with the protesters in the hopes that they would leave his daughter alone, adding that they agreed. "Today while walking my three-year-old daughter, a group of Slavi Ukraini protesters followed us around and shouted as my daughter grew increasingly anxious and scared," Vance wrote. "I decided to speak with the protesters in the hopes that I could trade a few minutes of conversation for them leaving my toddler alone." Vance added that while it was a mostly respectful conversation, if protesters are chasing a three-year-old as part of a political protest, they are a ST person. This is not the first time the Vance family has been faced with pro-Ukraine protesters in the aftermath of a meeting in the Oval Office with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Donald Trump, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. At the beginning of March, people in Vermont protested the Vance family's visit to Sugar Bush Resort, and were seen holding signs that read "Vance is a traitor. Go ski in Russia," and "J.D. Vance is Nazi scum." The pro-Ukraine protests come after Vance, Trump, and Rubio had a meeting in the Oval Office with Zelensky. During the meeting, Zelensky dismissed Vance's idea of diplomacy, and Vance went on to inform Zelensky that it was disrespectful of him to come into the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media. "Right now you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front line because you have manpower problems," Vance added. "You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict." Zelensky attempted to dispute the claim that Ukraine was having conscription problems with its military and explained that during war everybody has problems. When Zelensky added that the United States would feel it in the future, Trump informed Zelensky that he was in no position to dictate what the U.S. was going to feel. Trump also jumped in when Zelensky implied that Ukraine had been alone in the war against Russia, pointing out that the United States had given Ukraine military and monetary aid. "You haven't been alone," Trump stated. "We gave you, through our stupid president, $350 billion. We gave you military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks." Breitbart News' Catherine Hamilton reported that in the aftermath of the Oval Office incident, Zelensky was asked to leave and did not sign an expected minerals deal. Trump also ended up issuing a statement that he had determined that Zelensky was not ready for peace if America is involved. During Trump's presidential address before a joint session of Congress, Trump revealed that Zelensky had sent him a letter indicating that he was ready for peace, and was also ready to sign a minerals deal.